Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. What's up? What's going on? How's everyone doing? Are you enjoying your summer? It's almost over. What are we, halfway through? Yep, so this is what, episode 28, I think? Episode 28. And first off, I want to thank... I kind of got away from this. I want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in, downloading, however you listen. I want to thank you. And if you do like my podcast, please tell a friend so you can help this thing grow. It is growing, and I'm thankful. I don't think I say that enough. Some people might think I say it too much, but it is really awesome. It's very humbling to have people take time out of their day to listen to your talk. You know, I've said this, I can't say a thousand, probably 24 or 25 times to be more exact. That, I mean, it really means a lot for me to sit here and record this on my bed in my bedroom and to see the number of listeners that I get and, you know, messages and emails on Facebook. Hey, I like the podcast. Tweets. It's cool, man. It's inspiring, and thanks again. It really means a lot. You know, I'm getting mushy here off the bat, but I really appreciate it. All my friends and family that listen. Let's see. This week, I want to say congratulations to Serena Williams. She won yet another title, Wimbledon. Congratulations to her. I wish I was into tennis more, man, because I honestly, when I look at the stats, we're witnessing history here in another sport. I mean, this is a great time for sports. If you're especially if you're like in your 30s and above, man, you got to see Michael Jordan play, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods. I mean, we're getting to see some awesome things take place in the sports world. And I mean, just in the world in general. You know what I mean? The fucking Barack Obama. It's crazy. You know, gay marriage, it's a lot of stuff is changing, man. The world is changing. It's a lot of bad shit going on, but there's a lot of good things too, man. People are, I think people are getting better. I think the people who are entrenched in their narrow-mindedness, sorry, stumbled there. I think they're getting more entrenched. And but I think overall we are getting better. I think on the surface it may look really bad at times, but I think just like any sore, man, right before it heals, man, it looks like shit. And I think we're getting there. Some people think we're headed to hell in a handbasket, but I think we're getting better, man. We still got a lot of work to do, but we're getting better. As you can hear, I'm trying to be more positive about the world. Trying to balance it out. But we have shit we need to work on. When I say that, I especially in the black community, we got a lot to work on. And that actually kind of segues into what I want to talk about this week. So I come across a video. Someone shared it on my Facebook timeline. And I hope I'm saying this guy's name right. His name was like Lavoisier, kind of like Cavassier, but L-A-V, Lavoisier. And I posted this video on my timeline. When I saw it, it was pretty late. I don't think many people saw it, but I just posted it again about 5 minutes ago so that people can they can watch it, the reference material for this episode. And basically, it's about a 4 minute video, and basically, in a nutshell, I didn't want to play the whole thing. I don't want to say waste time, but I didn't want to spend 5 minutes playing it when you can just listen to it. But basically, in a nutshell, this guy is saying that black people. He's asking why is Media Takeout, why is World Star Hip Hop, why are those like the two biggest, most visited websites when it comes to the urban demographic. That's one point that he makes. why when we create content on media, you know, television, whatever, why is it all ratchetness, empire, love and hip hop, other various reality shows? Why is that? Why are we always posting videos of kids fighting outside of schools and little girls dancing sexy? And you know, we think that's cute. And we're just, you know, posting all this, what he calls ratchet stuff. What does that say about black people when we finally have a voice to create content? You know, we have access to different forms of media. Why do we create these horrible images of ourselves and put it out there to the world, basically to judge us? And then he goes on to say, we wonder why white people look at us the way they do. How can you blame them? Because according to some stats that he read a few years ago, 70 to 80% of white people in America don't live around black people. So when they want to find out about black people and they go to the internet, this is what they see. This is the message that we're putting out. And we can't blame them for stereotyping us, basically. And he's asking, what was your timeline? What are you posting? Before we can complain about Confederate flags and racism and just how we're viewed in America as a culture, how can we complain when we're perpetuating these stereotypes and these images and through television, music? How can we complain? And basically he wraps up the video and goes, what's your timeline like? If a white person looked at your timeline, what is your timeline saying about your culture? What is it saying about us? Is it edifying? Is it uplifting? Is it educational? So before we complain about racism and Confederate flags, we need to check our timelines. That's basically what he said. I know I said it in a nutshell, but I didn't want to leave out any key points. I'll say this. I agree with some of the stuff he says. I get it. Because like, as far as like fight videos and twerk teen videos and little girls acting grown, and even like little boys, like the little boy with his pants sagging, I'm grown, you know, walking off like a grown man. I don't share that shit. I don't. I'm not a huge fan of World Star Hip Hop, but I know there's other things on there other than fights. And I used to be one of these people. I used to despise World Star Hip Hop. Like I said, not a fan of it. But after I listened to an interview that was conducted on the Champs podcast with Neil Brennan and Moshe Kasher, they interviewed, I believe his name was Q. He's the founder of World Star Hip Hop. And he brought up something that Chris Rock said. He goes, why, when it comes to creating content, black people, why do we need, all of a sudden, we need to be socially aware? Like, why do we have to be more socially responsible than everybody else? I get it. We have to be careful what we put out there. But why is there so much pressure on black people? He's like, because this website, somebody was going to do it. Why can't I do it? No one would be saying this if this is a white guy that owned World Star Hip Hop. If anything, niggas would probably say it's exploiting black people. Right? And I was like, you know what? This dude's right. Why should somebody else capitalize? This dude just found a niche market. Is it educational? Is it edifying? No, but this guy's a businessman. He found a market. He found a way to make money, and he was like, "Man, I'm gonna make money doing this." It's not the most honorable website in the world. And then when it comes to black television, Empire, and all those other, you know, quote unquote black reality shows, I can name you tit for tat a white reality show that's just as bad. That portrays white people in a negative light. Or uplifting to a certain demographic. Look at Duck Dynasty. Those dudes, they perpetrate a redneck, backwards, closed-minded point of view. And those people are uplifted like they're some good old Americans. You don't see white people getting on there making videos like, hey, man, Duck Dynasty, swamp people. Yeah, the only time I ever saw people complain a little bit was when Jersey Shore came out and they were like, this makes Italian people look bad. But that wasn't even a white thing. That was like, that makes Italians look bad. But this shit stayed on the air. Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to be so much more responsible? The thing is, everything isn't for everybody. And when I say that, I mean World Star Hip Hop, that's not for kids. I mean, honestly, some people like watching fights. They do. Some people they'll pay $90 to watch the UFC. Some people want to sit there and watch two fat chicks fight in a fucking McDonald's. I mean, violence is violence. I mean, okay, yeah, these dudes are getting paid. They're trained. They're in a cage. It's violent behavior. I don't like seeing this shit. I don't like seeing people get hurt. Actually, the only fight videos I will watch, if there's somebody's like, hey, this bully gets his ass kicked, I'll watch that. But as far as people fighting in the streets and throwing shit, I don't watch that stuff. I just really don't care to see it. I don't understand why. Like, why is why are we trying to take our TV shows so seriously? Hollywood is a white machine. To be honest, most of Hollywood is white. They create violent movies all the time. You don't see most of the white people blaming Hollywood for white problems. We need to stop trying to find. I understand we can't expose our kids and our children to certain sexual images, violent images, things like that. But it's fucking bigger than Facebook. It's bigger than your goddamn timeline. This shit's been going on before Facebook, before Twitter, before Instagram. I get it. I agree with all. We should not perpetuate negative stereotypes amongst ourselves. But the part that really got me is the whole part when he brings in little white people. It's like you don't see white people caring what black people think when they post stuff on their timeline. I talked to my wife about this. She felt like I was wrong. You know, I wanted to talk to her before I did the podcast about this, just to make sure my thinking wasn't flawed or weird or whatever. But I think when he goes, man, we got, you know, what if somebody white saw that? It's just like, to me, once you say that, you've created this already, this social structure where on top you have white people and then you have black people. And we need to watch what we do because white people won't approve. And then to go and say, how can you blame them for taking our content at face value? Empire, how can you blame them for having the views that they have? It's like, why are you giving people a pass to judge our culture based on a television show? Why would you do that? If a white person is judging black people based on our TV shows, we could do that too. But I know for a fact, out of anybody, white people hate being stereotyped more than any group of people. They're not used to it. I know no one likes being stereotyped, but minorities, we're pretty much used to it. It's kind of like, eh. White people, they hate that shit. They get lumped in with racists. They flip out. They don't like that shit at all. So to me, to come out and use white people as a reason to stop sharing stuff on Facebook, To me, that did not sit well with me. Like I said, I understand there's certain things we should just not do, but to try to use white people as a reason, all you're doing is you're creating this another I don't know if I want to call it layer, but you're reinforcing this feeling of like white supremacy, like, yes, what we feel is right. And if the blacks don't agree, if we don't like what they're doing, they need to know that we don't approve, and that should make them feel bad. It makes people feel like what white people feel is right. And that's not the case all the time. It's not the case. We shouldn't do it just because if some white person came across our timeline, what's it going to say about black people? I tried to take a small poll on my Facebook page, but maybe I posted it too late. I asked the question, I go, who feels like they won't post something because it'll make their race look bad? Or what is your level of responsibility, so to speak? Like, is it the fact that you have little cousins? Is it because your grandmother, your aunts are on there? To what level do you feel responsible about your post? And I had a few black people like, yes, I will not post something, or I'll think about it because I know it might perpetuate a negative stereotype for black people. And a few white friends that I did have respond, they don't think like that. They were like, no, I'm responsible for me. I feel like that's the case for any group that's in the majority. I don't think you really feel like this commitment to the group, because there's so many, you can't even really fathom trying to, you know, please the group, or that you matter that much because the group is so large. Like, whenever there's like some crazy murder that goes on, I know black people are like, I hope the person's not black. I know, I'm pretty sure white people do the same thing. But if they are white, they go, oh, that dude's crazy. And a lot of us black people, we like, God damn it, that's going to make us look bad. I don't think white people ever feel that way. It's like this weird group thing that I feel like white people don't have, that I don't think they feel this loyalty to their group. They have that individual thing, which is cool. But as black people, I feel like we don't have that. We feel like we always have to worry about the group, how it's going to make us look overall. Maybe my thought process is wrong about this guy. But again, I agree to a certain degree, but to just throw this whole, what does your timeline say about our people? I don't think it should say anything about our people. Do I believe in being responsible on social media? Yes. Will people look at you a certain way? Yes. If you're always sharing negative stuff, yeah. Or, you know, people might, man, this person's always being negative, or like, man, they share a lot of like inappropriate stuff, or, you know, just, man, this dude's always posting fight shit. This dude's wild. I get it. But how should that be a reflection on black culture? It's like at some point in time, we need to stop. Let's stop blaming our entertainment, you know, music. We should probably blame the parents. Let's stop blaming music and TV and movies and shit. Because, like I said, not all content is for everybody. There's rap music. It's not for kids. There's movies that are not for children. When you expose your kids to that, then there's issues. It's like, to what level should we create content? And the thing is, there's other type of black shows and movies and music out there. We don't control the media. We don't control the images that are out there about ourselves. If it bleeds, it leads. There's black men all over this country doing great things. And I'm pretty sure there's some YouTube channel that does positive black news. I see stories floating on Facebook. If I have time, I'll share it. There's content out there. You just have to find it. And I mean, if there's white people who don't know about black people and they're going to World Star Hip Hop and Media Takeout and just random black people's pages to find out about black people, that's on them. So we do have to be responsible on social media, but we also we can't blame Empire. We can't blame Empire. And just because you watch Empire and because you watch Housewives of Atlanta doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion about the Confederate flag. Everybody has their guilty pleasure shows, man. Everybody does. You got Housewives of Beverly Hills, Orange County, New York, New Jersey. Those were all white shows. You don't see white people blaming their problems on their television shows. Swamp People, the Duggars. There's a lot of negative images out there on television for both races. You don't see them blaming TV and their music. You need to blame yourself for letting your kids listen to the shit that they shouldn't be listening to. Blame yourself for letting your kids watch shit they shouldn't watch. Some of the stuff, it's adult content. Let your kid be a kid. Keep the adult shit away from them. A lot of these chicks sit around, they watching that Housewives of Atlanta and those other shows, and they let their little girls watch it. And the sad thing is you do have some adults that can't discern reality from reality TV from reality. Even reality TV isn't real. But that comes on both sides. So it's just like, it sounds, this whole guy's argument on the surface, it sounds great, but it's bigger than that. It's bigger than your timeline. He tried to squeeze in a little saying about how it's too many black men out there having babies with these women and leaving them. It's just, it's not that simple. Yes, those statistics are out of control, but it's more to that. We need to really look at the root causes of that shit. Okay? Not to point fingers, but a lot of y'all black women, y'all need to get y'all shit together. It starts with y'all. Nobody's having sex with you unless you want them to. And that's the thing in this country, man. People... And this sounds bad, but you gotta hold yourself responsible. And I'm not trying to sound like an asshole or mean, but a lot of these black chicks, man, you gotta look at yourselves. And society doesn't do that. They don't allow you to. They make you feel like the victim all the time. When in some cases, it's your fault. I know that sounds mean, but if you meet a dude and he already has 5 kids. And you have another kid with him, you don't have the right to complain that he's not taking care of your kid. I saw a news story. Some woman tried to call Dwight Howard a deadbeat. Yeah, the dude's a millionaire. He's already got 7 kids that he's barely taking care of. And then for you to cry that he's a deadbeat, you see it. You see these kids, these women in the grocery stores with 6 and 7, not that many, but 2, 3 kids. They all got different daddies and people like, man, these men ain't shit. It's like, no. She's not shit. Unless she was in 3 different tragic relationships or she was abused or something like that, that's one thing. But a lot of these chicks, man, they get impressed with the dumbest shit. And they have babies with these dudes who ain't shit. And then they complain. He didn't have money when you met him. But that's a whole nother episode. I feel like black women are the most lied to group of people in this country. But that's a whole different rabbit hole that I do not want to go down. I went over my time. I went past the light. There's a show. That's a show. Thanks for tuning in. Again, follow me on Twitter and Instagram @ChrisAllenComedy. And I'm out, y'all. Peace. Thank you so much.